And would you like to introduce our first guest this morning?
Well, yes, I do, because she's an incredible person, and she has a smile that lights up a room, and when she comes in, she's got lots of energy. And what I love about this person is she doesn't have the word no in her vocabulary, always tries to find solutions to anything and has done so much work, and that is none other than Mercedes Duranty. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, and wow, I've been impressed with all the beautiful things that you say about me.
Well, one of the things that Darren and I maintain about this show is authenticity, and to express and invite people that we think make a very positive contribution to the world we live in, and people like you are a pleasure to tell the story of what they do for other people. Positive Vibes Foundation, tell our listeners what that's about.
It's in Positive Vibes Foundation, it's a charity organization where we are pretty much trying to break the stigma of mental health. People don't like to talk about mental health. There is some people in the community thinking that others will judge or others will feel sorry for them. And we're trying to break that stigma, having programs, having forums, webinars, getting in partnership with the Hills Clinic, with the Castle Hill Library, doing programs in the Hills Woman Shed. So, and the Young Mind Forum at school. So this is what we do. We're trying to come together to an environment or a place that people feel safe, talk about the mental health.
And when did you establish, with Positive Vibes? How long has it been going?
It was established in 2014, so it's been a few years.
Yes.
It was established by people who thought that there was a gap in the system where we have the big charity organization and they're little small. And Positive Vibes Foundation comes in the Hills as another alternative for people to come forward, to get help from us, to gather information where to go.
And that's increasing. Is it increasing amongst youth, women, men, a combination of all of them,
the
families,
elderly as well,
the elderly,
and we have included dogs. Over the last few years, we have a Positive as well, which is another program that we including dogs in our program. So
yeah, just for our listeners there, that's like Positive.
Yeah, Positive.
Yeah, and we love to so think about the dog's paw and the positive part of it, which does match the positive vibes. I really love that. But carry on, please.
Yes. Yeah, so studies have confirmed that how much dogs helps with the stress of the people, the mental health. You know, even myself, when I go home from work on a very busy or stressful day, is somebody little there to wait for me and then to move the towel and to give me all these warming, kind love, unconditional love. And it's been proven to help to, you know, take out of those toxic stress and things in our body and relaxes us.
So if people want to learn more about positive mental health, I understand you have an event on that's this evening. Is that correct?
Yes. We have the Positive Mental Health virtual webinar this afternoon. It's a Zoom by Zoom. And this webinar has been put in together in conjunction with the Hills Library and Positive Vibes Foundation. So please look on our event on the Positive Vibes Foundation Facebook page, the Hills Woman Shed Facebook page, and register. It's a free webinar and obviously has been developed to help people with how to deal with mental health, where to go when they need help, what resources they can obtain. Yeah.
So without giving too much away, I know it's an hour virtual seminar. Is there any highlight topics that you can share above and beyond what you just said that people can look forward to seeing tonight?
I don't want to just give away too much, but trust me, it has been carefully put in together and you will be benefit. Even If you don't have any mental health issue, which, you know, but you can pass it on, the information into your friends, family, neighbors. It's a wonderful program. So please join us.
Are you speaking tonight?
No, I'm not, but I'm going to be there.
Oh, so who will be sharing tonight for the listeners?
Well, it's going to be... it's going to be people from the Hills Shire Council and also the Library and Positive Art Foundation. So.
Sounds excellent. So that's on tonight at 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And you can find information on the Positive Vibes Foundation Facebook or the Hills Women's Shed Facebook.
That's right. Exactly. And then you're going to hear Roger as well. He's from our team. He organized all those events. So he's very well involved into the community as well.
And Roger, that's your chair, is it?
Yeah.
Yes, and he was a broadcaster as well.
Exactly,
no doubt.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly right.
And Darren, I'm really interested in what types of things do people with the mental health worry about? I mean, I'm very concerned in this day and age. We live in a very robust world, a world where there's lots of things happening. What are some of the common themes when people come to see you?
Well, thank you for that question. It's very important what you're asking me.
Because I always ask good questions.
Tick for Jim.
Tick for Jim. Look, at the moment, we're just coming out of this pandemic, right? The COVID pandemic. But it has been affected the community so hard and so much to the point that obviously we're facing the second pandemic, which is mental health. And this is just not me saying this, it's across the country. A lot of people suffering. I can see some statistics that they don't show good things. And obviously, but what I'm thinking is having people inside the houses, losing the jobs, people in isolation, has created this taboo of, you know, like, of losing powerful or losing just the well-being. And they don't want to talk about it. I got a few friends around and they don't want to talk about it. They say, no, I'm okay. And that stigma that I'm okay.
And we seem to say that, don't we? When we've got things on our mind or whatever, we seem to throw away line of, oh, we're okay.
Yeah, we're okay. It's just a little like we like to have this, it's like a wall of protection to ourselves and saying, I'm okay. But internally we know.
No.
And that happens to me as well. It might have been June, July last year, that I was saying, I'm okay. I was perceiving by others. I'm happy. I'm still strong. When I used to go home, I was not okay. And I thought, I'm doing exactly what everybody does. Stop, you know, like instead of talking to a friend and say, look, I don't feel okay. I feel isolated. I feel like something is wrong with me because I've been in the house for long. And the scaredness of the uncertainty, like we didn't know what's going on. The government, they said, oh, it's a pandemic. And I feel bad, I feel sorry, I feel scared. So inside me, my husband, he noticed and he go, are you okay? And I said, well, I don't think I'm okay. Something is going on in my brain, keep me worried about things. So, and I choose to talk to my friends on Zoom more often to get connected, keep connected with my in-laws.
And Mercedes, if I can, and please forgive me if I'm being a bit personal or you know, asking things, but what would be some of the types of things you'd be thinking about? I mean, that's a dark spot.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And you're thinking about all of these things, Darren, and I'm just wondering what types of things do you think about that concern you?
Well, it was losing my in-laws, first of all, getting infected with the virus, getting my kids infected. So it was 24/7 in my brain, and I did not want to think about it. And as I was lying in bed at night, my brain wouldn't stop talking, like thinking about what if, instead of concentrating myself and everything's going to be okay, or, you know, like, adapting what I've been preaching to everybody. I'm okay. We're going to be okay. Don't worry. We're going to be okay. We have a strong government. They're going to help us. We're not going to lose the jobs. Yes, few of my friends lost their job and they were crying and they feel depressed. They feel alone. They feel that nobody will understand the sorrows. So, and it was me thinking about, and it got me really worried.
Thank you for being so honest and personal here on Spotlight with Darren and Jim about your own personal life. We come to talk about the third person, and yet here we are talking about you. You're an amazing person. We'll come back after this break. We've been delighted to have Mercedes Duran in the studios, a board member of Positive Vibes. Big, big event tonight. You've got to go to it. And it's just lovely to see your smile again and lighten up the room.
Alive 90.5.
It's 22 minutes past 10, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
And again, happy St. Patrick's Day to all our wonderful Irish people out there. We hope you're enjoying not too much festivities, but recognising the importance of today, and our thoughts are with you today. We have in the studios Mercedes Durandi, a great person, great community leader, board member of Positive Vibes Foundation. And in a moment, we're going to talk about positive mental health with regards to, or positive mental health with regards to animals, because that is an increasing area that is bringing about a lot of good things for people. Mercedes, you were talking really about your own personal life. And again, thank you just before the break, sharing that with Darren and I and our listeners. Let me just ask you this. With mental health, there's a lot of knock-on effects, isn't there? It's just not only how it makes you feel, but, you know, the literature and the research tells us that, you know, drug addiction, alcohol, gambling, all of those things tend to be a subsidiary of that mental health world in which people live. And that must be so sad for you to hear the stories of those people.
Oh, of course, of course. It makes us think twice about what can we do to help them, because a lot of people, when they feel that there is no way out, they reach to alcohol, addiction, gambling, all those sort of things that they think it will help them put their minds away. But the other hand, increases the mental behavior, the anxiety. So obviously, there is a lot of adapting, like people thinking that they will do something good for themselves, trying to be away from mental health or anxiety or depression, reaching to those, the gambling or the alcohol or the drug addiction, and it's not helping them. So obviously...
And one of the things that's important to Darren and I and to Spotlight is that there is a whole range of confidentiality, isn't there? I mean, people come and talk to you and talk to your people. That's all very confidential, and it's done in a very loving environment.
Of course, of course. When we hear people talking about their mental issues, we have a couple of volunteers at the Hills Women's Share. They well train and they have all the accreditation to provide to provide venues for those people that need help. We call Emma in Gaina, and Gaina is one of our wonderful volunteers. She have all the mental health accreditation and guidelines to guide people going to reach certain organization for help. And obviously, we're working towards the Hills Clinic as well to cover the gap. When people suffer from mental health, they go to the clinic, whether they go, into the clinic for a few days, and then they go to a GP, and from there, they go home. So there is a gap in between from going to the GP for treatment after the clinic, and they go home, and sometimes they don't know what to do. So we're working with the Hills Clinic to have a program when they finish the path of the mental health treatment, they can come to the Hills Women's Share or Positive Vibe Foundation, and we will implement something to keep them on top, to help them, to make sure that they take in the medication. So it's a wonderful thing that the Hills Clinic is putting together with us in partnership.
Just a question for you. You're talking a lot about the Hills Women's Share and Positive Vibes. Is it just women?
No. Well, the Hills Women's Share is an initiative of the Positive Vibe Foundation. So the Positive Vibe Foundation is like a big umbrella. And there is The Health Junk Forum, the Hills Woman Shed is the positive. So we got a few little organizations or committees under the Positive Foundation. The Hills Woman Shed is not just for women. And people think, oh, because it's the Hills Woman Shed compared to the men's shed, only men's go, the Hills Woman Shed should be for women. We open to everybody, to any people that wanted to come, men, women, children, anybody is coming, can come to this safe place and be involved in the programs and on the classes.
Absolutely fantastic. Tonight is a very big seminar, a seminar that will help people understand where they're at, and they just might know someone in the family that's just maybe not right at the moment. And so the clues tonight are very important. They're jewels about learning about other people. Mercedes, thank you for being with us here on Spotlight with Darren and Jim. We value what you do and we wish you all the success, and thank you for being who you are.
Thank you so much for having me today. It has been really wonderful to be able to let the community know what's happening and what's going on with the Positive Wheel Foundation and how can we help the community. Thank you so much for having me.
Have a great morning.
Thank you.
Alive 90.5.